Q92's state dance coverage is brought to you by Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Warren Trigestead, CCM Health Montevideo, United Prairie Insurance Agency, United Prairie Bank, Lee Motor Company, B. Johnson Electric, Pro Image Partners, Ag Processing Incorporated, Erickson Chevrolet, Ag Plus Cooperative, Syngenta Seeds, Appleton Area Health, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Miller Services Incorporated. State dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. It's also brought to you by Kluver Law Office, Bosing Chiropractic, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Heartland Eye Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Lund Implement Company. State dance brought to you by Zarbach Memorials in Madison, Madison Dental Clinic, Greg Cole Electric in Madison, and Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Thanks for joining us for coverage of state dance action right here on 92.1 FM with Paul Ramo.
All right, good evening there. Good afternoon, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, broadcasting live from Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. State dance, the jazz competition. The finals are about to begin here in a little bit. Ken Fransky joins me in this part of the broadcast, and Ken, the Shadows jazz team performed excellent earlier this afternoon, didn't they? And they're sitting pretty good.
They finished the prelims in the last spot of the 12 teams, Paul, and they saved the best for last in the prelims. They showed the best of the year, and from what we've heard from Coach Lee Johnson and Sarah Norman, they are in a very comfortable first position going into the finals. It looks really good coming to these finals, Paul.
Why do the judges or the people, why do they release how the standings are after prelims? So why do they do that?
Right, they give them to the coaches, but you can see the teams 7 through 12 online, usually fairly quickly. The six teams that didn't qualify, but I think they just reserve the top six teams that made it to the finals. I don't think it's to keep it secretive necessarily. I think it's just to keep everybody focused and maybe a little bit of suspense. But we've got a nice separating margin for the Shadows in first place. Second place is probably a little bit of a spread. Third through five is really tight. And then six for scores is a little bit of a long shot right now. And within our section, Lisa told me Wyoming is in the fifth position right now. So they're going to have to step it up to repeat as the defending second-place state champs runner-up last year. But they can do that. They did that last year. They came on strong.
Let's talk about the six teams that are dance here in the finals and jazz here at Target Center. And maybe, Ken, you can comment on each one, how they did. This is the order of performance here. The Shadows will go first out of the six. And as we just mentioned, they did a great routine, and they're sitting pretty good right now as far as numbers. Then we got Zambroda Mazeppa. They're going to perform.
Yep, they're going to perform, Paul, and according to the rank points, which is the judges' rank, there's eight judges. They throw at the high score, or the highest judge rank, the bottom two, and they take the five in the middle. Zambroda Mazeppa dancing two was in the third position for rank points coming out of the prelims.
Okay. Then dancing third is section three runner-up, Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes, and they got the Motley Crue theme going.
Yep, I think we agreed, Paul. Paul and Ken's best choice of music, 80s, 90s rock, definitely gives us the music award. YME was in the fifth spot coming out of prelims.
Okay.
But a very nice, narrow margin all the way around.
And then St. Charles will dance fourth. And I don't remember them too well there, St. Charles.
I think St. Charles it was six girls. It was a little bit smaller numbers of girls.
Yeah, okay.
But they were very focused, very methodical, very crisp routine. They were in the sixth position coming out of the prelims.
Okay. And then dancing fifth is a very good team in a different routine, Frazee.
Yes, Frazee was the third-place finisher in jazz last year, and they were in the second position coming out of the prelims. So they are on the heels of the Shadows, but there is a step or two in between our Shadows and the Frazee as of right now coming out of the prelims, but you reset the table. Everybody gets a new score.
And the Frazee routine was more of a narrative. It's someone telling a story than just straight-out music, and that was really different.
It was completely different. I mean, yes, it's a completely different look, completely different sound. You know, it doesn't feel like it quite has the energy, but Frazee, you know, it's almost like watching a theater-type play with just a little quiet background music and that person narrating a storyline, basically. So it is a completely different look and a little bit hard to get used to.
Yeah, I liked it, but it was different. But,
yeah, absolutely.
Number six in Dancing Last is Holy Family Catholic.
Holy Family Catholic finished fourth in the prelims out of the 12 teams, so they're going to round out our final six in the finals. And I'm not making any predictions, but if the Shadows dance like they're capable of, they have that distance. It could look like it's a battle for second and third place potentially, and all five or six teams really for second, third place are in that hunt all the way around. So very, very tight scores from second place down to sixth place all the way around.
How did the seven? How did the other six teams do that didn't qualify? How did Minnewaska do and Bold do it out of our section?
Yes, absolutely, Paul. So in our section three, we had four total teams compete this year because we had 15 teams in our section. We picked up one spot, I think, from the southeast section. That would be like section, I think it's 1A down south.
Yep.
So Bold finished in 10th place. And Minnewaska, who was here for the first time in state jazz or high kick competition, finished 12th. But, you know, the 9, 10, 11, 12 spots, there was a very narrow separation there in total points and rank points. So Section 3 was represented very, very well.
Okay. Well, the crowd here, Class A crowd, are right here in the lower bowl of Target Center. They're all standing up, starting the chant, Section 3A, Section 3A, and then Section 2A. They are back and forth. Kind of exciting.
It is, Paul. We lose a few fans because, you know, six teams, you know, don't have the full fan base here, but some of them have kind of moved off to the kind of the corners of the baseline and the sideline, and absolutely, we've got the battle of the section war going on. Like, you know, it's old school high school basketball to me. It's kind of like the Who's Got Spirit cheering. It's 3A versus the other three sections for state dance.
That's right. Let's talk about the girls on the jazz team. There's some seniors going to dance their last jazz performance ever. And why don't we talk about who those girls are on the jazz, Ken?
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. We've got four rock star seniors on our jazz team out of 11 girls total. And our four seniors that will dance for the last time for our Rockefeller Valley Dos Boys Shadows in jazz. These girls are all 11 of them are on high kick as well. But we have Josie Munsterman, Addison Oy, Aaliyah Schomer, and Paige Torstenson are our four seniors. And most of these girls have been dancing for 6 years for
wow.
our Shadows. So, I mean, they are, Lisa said at the Pep Fest, these 10 seniors have been game changers for the Shadows program. Then the rounding out the 11 on our jazz team in juniors, we have Caitlin Beard, we have Grace Johnson, and we have Ellie Stramlitz. We have three juniors on our jazz team of 11. Then we have Riley Zawadzki, who's the new member of jazz. I think Dee Dee says, you know, she's the rookie, but she's been dancing for years, but she is one of the new members on the jazz team. Then we have three ninth graders rounded out. Annika Fernholz was a state champion last year as an eighth grader. And then we have Peyton Moe and Emily Torstenson on the jazz team as well, too. So we've got 11 girls dancing with Lisa and Sarah, our head coaches. So it's an experienced group of girls. And in prelims, that experience, I think, showed, Paul, and they look very calm, collective, and confident. And we heard that from some of the experts on the Minnesota dance website and things, too, that the Shadows came out and looked like state champions from last year.
All right. I'm just going to let our listeners know who qualified in Class AA. In order of performance after Class A here, Sartell St. Stephen, Mountain West Tonka, Pinell St. Margaret's, Orno, Totino Grace, and St. Cloud Tech are the six teams that will dance in the finals in AA. And in 3A, Maple Grove will go first, then the Brainerd Kicksters will go next, Edina, Eastview, Prior Lake, and Wayzata. Those are the qualifiers in 3A. And boy, I tell you what, Edina, I think, had 30 girls out there in jazz, and it was amazing to watch.
That's really popular. Most teams, Paul, if they have danced 30 in high kick, that's a big team. And to have 30 in jazz, that's a very powerful display of talent right there.
That's right. The Lockbrow Dawson Boys Shadows last year, of course, state champions, looking to repeat that, back-to-back state champions, and that would be pretty exciting, wouldn't it, Ken?
I don't know how it can be any more exciting, Paul. I mean,
what a way to go off for these seniors if that would happen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've had some good success in local football in Dawson, cross country, some other sports, but I don't think either school has had back-to-back state champions,
right,
and things like that. So, I mean, these girls have worked hard their whole career, the seniors, the underclassmen, the juniors, all the way down to the freshmen. You know, the JV teams, Paul, had excellent performance again.
Undefeated, I believe.
I think it was the Jazz lost
out
of first place at one competition only, and I believe the High Kick won first at all competitions, and they did that really the year before, too.
We've
got a lot of nice young talent coming up out of the JV programs as well, too.
And the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes, they've got a huge they've won six Jazz championships. Last year, they were runner-up to Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boyd. They're in the hunt here for Bentley.
Absolutely. Yeah, they've been a powerhouse for years. I think we talked at the sections. You know, you walk into the YME gym, there's a lot of section championship state banners hanging in the YME gymnasium.
Right. Well, this is what's going to happen here now. The finals are going to begin here at 5:25. They're going to do the welcome. They're going to bring the captains, I think.
I believe they're bringing the captains, the coaches back out right before they do the national anthem, I believe. Yep.
And that'll happen just in about 2 minutes from now. Then the Class A finals are going to start at 5:30. And then what time do you think the awards will be, Ken?
I would guess, you know, if we've got six teams dancing, 5 minutes each, that's about 30 minutes. I would expect the finals to be announced around 6:15.
All right. So we'll be on around 6:15, I'm guessing.
That'd be my prediction, Paul. Yep.
All right. That'll wrap things up right now here at Target Center in Minneapolis for more Class A dance. And we'll be back on the air about 6:15 with the awards ceremony. And you won't want to miss that. And we'll turn it back to you.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.